Hey guys, what's up? It's the Red Pill Man, and I'm here to talk to you about a sad situation. Girlfriend of NFL player quit job because coworkers called her unclean for dating a black man. The partner of New England Patriots defensive back quit her job after co-workers called her unclean in private messages for dating a black man. Alisa, as a personal trainer at Platinum Fitness for Fort Myers, Florida, the 24-year-old revealed via Instagram on June 20th she will no longer work at the gym due to racist harassment. Messages between the CEO of Platinum Fitness and another identified man showed them speaking about Alcada's relationship with her boyfriend. She's qualified, but she dates a black man, a coworker wrote in a Facebook messenger. Her boss replied to the racist statement with a single word, unclean. As Heavy notes, the personal trainer and fitness guru is of mixed heritage. There are emojis of the Japanese and German flag in the bio of the Instagram profile. Okada is also mentioned her background in a Facebook post calling out the gym for its statement regarding her relationship. The couple met at the University of Connecticut when they were students in the years between 2013 and 2017. She said in a detailed Facebook statement that she was taught to love a person's character rather than their skin color and or appearance. I've been struggling very hard for the past few days to find the words to express how I feel about leaving Platinum Fitness, she wrote in the post. I considered saying nothing at all, but I realized that I refused to stay quiet about something that has not only hurt me to the core, but hurt millions every single day. I am the product of an interracial relationship. I have faced the obstacles that come along with this throughout my life. I also choose to love people for who they are, for their character and their soul, not their outward appearance or the color of their skin. Okada also alleged the gym fostered an environment of sexual misconduct, where sexual misconduct has been rampant. And damn, yep. Wow. And here's the Facebook tweet too. Here's the Facebook messenger. After the swift backlash, the gym reportedly apologized and called the racist exchange a mistake. However, Okada isn't buying the apology. Their comments were exactly how they felt, she said. It's not a fucking mistake. This is how you feel. This is how you think. You're sorry you just got caught, she said in her IG live stream. If someone says something that's flat out fucking wrong, stop making excuses for them. It's done. The 25-year-old Patriots safety has yet to comment on the matter. Well, fact of the matter is, what's there really to talk about? I mean, she basically put them in their place, and now they're gonna probably suffer damages financially. It doesn't pay to be a racist. If you don't, you're an employer, right? You're a boss. Your job is to make sure you get qualified people based on their ability to perform the job, not on who they date. Okay? You don't tell them who they have sex with. You don't tell them who they love. And you don't tell them who they could be in a relationship with. You keep your damn opinions to yourself about the relationship. Okay? Money's involved. Shut the fuck up. Okay? This is the problem with people like this, because they want to try and control people on who they date. It's sad, but this is the world we live in. And then when they get caught and they get their businesses get penalized for this stupid shit, they want to cry, oh, you're violating my free speech. You're violating. No, motherfucker. Did this to yourself. And usually, hey, I just look at this as like penis envy. That's the way I look at it. They mad. It's not them having sex with her. It's a black guy. In their minds, they're bitter. But this is just shows, you know, this racism on the job, and people are nosy, can't mind their business instead of minding their pockets. Okay? But it's sad. This is how it is. I mean, some people, they want you to see with your own, with their own ethnic group. And that's not how it goes. That's not how it goes. You're supposed to love people for who they are. If you want to be with your own ethnic group, that's fine. But it doesn't mean everybody else has to. Okay? People really need to stop that. Stop that dick policing. Stop that, you know, this. Quit policing who people want to be in relationships with. You want to be a racist? Be a racist with somebody else's racist. But keep that racism shit to yourself. Okay? Because that's the only person you're really hurting is yourself. Because somebody's going to, you know, end up, or a situation's going to come up to humble your ass. And that's how it is. It's scary at times, because sometimes you could be dating somebody of an ethnic group and you just, you know, the racism is there. You know, because you could feel it. You could feel it from black people, you could feel it from white people. And it's sad. That's just how it is. You know? Some people, like I said, gotta pity them, because now this employer can lose some money over this. He really could. She could sue and get some a pretty penny out of this. This is Red Pill Man. Cheers.